two brothers named Grimm.
But when I heard punk rock, it made me realize that these people are a lot like me, you know. They're just as sloppy and as bad musicians, but they still like passion and they like energy.
Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to be
Skate punks unite, turn to the bar. yeah. Hey there, punkers. It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. We're getting into the end of February, beginning of March 2023, and we're back.
We are back. This is the Mad Axe, and we are hoping that the Wi-Fi cooperates on this episode. That's crossing our fingers and toes and all that stuff.
There's always obstacles. My chair is all of a sudden squeaky. And popping tops like usual, but I got shit to do tonight, so...
Got some energy there, huh?
Yeah, instead of cracking brewskis, I'm getting all amped up and jittery with some Monster.
Nice. And I'm debuting a new mic. Big expensive mic for the podcast. We're almost on episode 400, and I finally...
We actually might almost sound like a professional gig right now. We both got mics. We're even though this is the Zoom situation, but I guarantee you we'll find a way to fuck this up.
Boomers on the Zoomer. So that's always a recipe for disaster.
But as always, you know the drill, folks. Catch the Brothers Grimm Punkcast every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com and over at Ripper Radio, yes sir, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Cali time as well, both those days.
Yeah, but before you go thinking I'm all professional, I do have this mic up on a cardboard box. so that it's, you know, what did we say? 8 inches from, we're going with about 8 inches from the mic is a good
8 inches. So. We'll test that length.
Then we started joking about the length of fish, but we won't go down that rabbit hole.
No.
But it's almost fishing season, so looking forward to that.
D.D. Grimm here talking about fishing with the mountain man. The Mad Axe mountain man.
It's a punk rock podcast where we regularly talk about football and fishing, so go figure.
This week, we start out with an absolute banger, a brand new one from Olympia Washington's Physique. Now, this is slamming DB right here, but this one just takes a cake. That was Hell Is Real off of their release again. Get that over at Bandcamp, of course. Then from Indonesia after that, Critical Issues did Hostile Takeover. Some more DB there off their self-titled EP from late 2022. Another kind of pretty new one there from 2022. Spore from Richmond, Virginia did Put Me Down off of Rather Be Stupid. That's definitely a good album name for us. And Beer Me from Pennsylvania closed that one out with Skate Punk off of Please Touch from 2018. That was what? Skate Punk, I can barely skate.
Oh man, what a find, Beer Me. And then back to Hell Is Real. That reminds me, go over to our YouTube page, hit up those playlists. We have a Hellish Tunes playlist, and I just added Hell Is Real to that. So you got about 65 songs of hell over there just waiting for you. So check it out.
Dude, that YouTube playlist shit is absolutely slamming. Oh, and I got DRI in the background because California, man. We hit this fucking snowstorm. You know, leave it to Californians. A little bit of snow and the infrastructure can't handle it. Fucking 30,000 people don't have power. There's cars wrecking all over the place. So the family and I almost had to eat each other like the Donner family in the past few days. But we survived. The roads cleared and I managed to make it to work and, you know. The way it goes.
It's drought, it's fires, it's snow, it's floods. I mean, geez Louise, what's next? Unidentified flying objects, even though that's not really a California thing, but
we'll might as well go right into a flood of brand new punk. This is Boston's Rotbus. They're gonna do Piss Soaked Crusties off of the full package split with the Bimbos from another one from late 2022.
We'll be right back. all punk.
You know that tape sucked, by the way?
Oh, I'm so sorry if it offended you.
Go die, asshole.
Get a job.
God, fuck you.
Front of a car, some lady called us up losing her mind, said she almost ran y'all over. The lady that almost ran somebody over. Oh. If you see him riding this bike,
if you see me riding my bike, arrest me. That's what he wants you to do.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Brothers Grimm Podcast. Nothing special this week, just a shit ton of brand new music like we've been doing forever now. I'm still shredding like all the way through May or something.
Yo, yo, mic check, 1, 2, 3, Wi-Fi check, 3, 4, I think or 4, 5, 6.
I think your Wi-Fi is working.
Oh, well, it worked for one episode last time, so it's not good. Too far ahead of ourselves.
I was talking about California. We've had these massive snowstorm up where we live, and so we have more coming. We have more coming this week. It's going to get wild. They already canceled school on Monday.
Ooh, they already went with the pre-cancellation, huh?
Yeah, and they canceled the basketball tournament again. And we have a basketball tournament up in Crescent City at the end of the week. It's going to be wild, man. It's going to be a wild week. So
I told you, people. We talked about the YouTube playlist, and we talked about the basketball tips, and the basketball coaching emails that we receive over at brosgrimpunk@gmail.com.
Send us some MP3s and stuff over there, brosgrimpunk@gmail.com.
But yeah, even Reno, biggest little shitty's getting hit hard with snow.
It's getting slammed.
Nice and sunny in Colorado.
I was talking about the Donner family. They're literally supposed to have, I forget what kind of crazy amount of snow up there, like 8 feet or something fucking insane.
And then, like we always say, a couple months from now, drought. California drought.
Yeah, they'll be crying drought in 3 months. Yep, I'm getting all hopped up on Monster. Don't got any brewski this week. It's kind of, I mean, there's only so much fun you can have sober, right? That was all pretty brand new stuff you heard. Just heard again. That was Spike Club from Detroit. If you made your way out of the punk club, experimentalish stuff right there. That was Spike Club. They did Death Comes Ripping off of their demo from 2022. Before that, we heard two off of a crossover split 2023 from The Hills Are Dead Records. That was DFC did Skate Inferno. Gotta love that crossover shit. The Thrash Formation from 2023. And then off the same split before that, Lowlife did Oppressed by the Cross. And that reminded me of that old XL and Suicidal Tendencies stuff from North Carolina. Rapid Fire did Figure It Out off of World Ablaze from late 2022. Leech, before that, from Italy, did Supervision from their demo 2022. And Rotbus started that one out. That snare reminded me of that old 90s skate punk.
Yeah, good stuff there. Newer stuff. Yep. It's coming in by the waves.
And we might as well keep going with this new stuff. From this late 2022, this is ARG from Chile. They're going to do Ciudad Nucleo off of their En Silencio de los Cro-Magnones.
Didn't do the translate before this show.
I forgot a couple of them.
We Loser. Try. We do try.
Loser, table for two.
Here we go! You ready, punk? You ready, punk?
You fucking mad.
Do you have to tell me something?
No, I don't tell you nothing, man. Just shut the fuck up and move away.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, shredding through all this new music over here on the Brothers Graham Punkcast. I guess, and hey, we've been researching this how to make music thing so much lately that I guess you're on the cutting edge with making some new tunes, huh?
Cutting edge, that's quite the compliment. Yeah, I'm experimenting with the garage band. It's going decent. It's kind of cool to be able to just lay down some tracks and go at it, but man, the learning curve is steep. Woo.
Yeah, that's I've been looking at these Roland drum sets, these electric drum sets. I'm gonna start pounding. I'm gonna eventually get one of those things in the next, you know, short time, I hope, and we can start laying down some licks like back in the day.
Can't quite crack the piggy bank yet though, right? You know, you're like a sixth of the way there.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty buy, that's for sure. It's like $1,300 you gotta spend to get a decent. But those electric drum sets are like so killer now. They sound like acoustic drum sets.
Guess mom and dad might come through on the old inheritance or husband.
Oh, we almost forgot to mention, go over and check out the Brothers Graham Punkcast set list each and every week over at brothersgrahampunkcast.blogspot.com. You know the drill, give you a link to the archive, and you can find us on iTunes Podcast and Google Podcast as well. Get over there and subscribe, iTunes Podcast. Great place. Leave us a cool review, too. That would be excellent. We keep shredding through this new stuff. We just ended with two brand new ones from 2023. That was Detroit's Platinum Crack, you just heard. That was in the same vein of Spike Club in that last set. That was Psychological Control off of 2084. Get that at Bandcamp. Get all these at Bandcamp. Total Serial from City of Death, Salt Lake City. Before that, did a brand new one. Island Boys from Memes and Hentai. I should have looked that one up. I don't know.
We're not sure what that is. We might not be cool enough once.
Before that, all the rest of those were from late 2022. That was from Watsonville, California. Ex Grifo X did a Peer Pressure from Mano a Mano. Caritos y Canciones, and the Bimbos before that from Rhode Island off that same split you heard earlier with the Rotbus, the full package split. They did Skull Cannonball. That had some classic sound bites in it from I'm drawing a blank on the name of the movie.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh man, it's right on the end of my tongue. Before that, Skitter from London before that did City Living Warfare off their demo 2022, and Arg from Chile started that one out.
All right, let's to set up this next block. A couple things. Remember to head over to the old YouTube. Check out the playlist. One of those are Drink Punk. You got 75 drinking songs right there for your pleasure. Enjoy.
In this drunk block, you will first hear. This is Common Enemy doing Drunk Fuck off of TY 2006.
Drunk fuck, 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 drunk fuck Yo, what's shaking, everybody? This is Justin from Common Enemy, and you're listening to the Brothers Grimm Podcast.
I'm a lot better person to be with when I've got a couple of frosty cold ones.
Are you nasty otherwise?
Boring.
We'll be right back.
Brothers Grimm, shredding through the drunkard songs, and this time I don't even have a... I'm drinking Monster. Go figure. I guess I have to prepare my set, the set list a little better for the occasions.
I got a brewski from the Breckenridge Brewery. Hopefully they haven't been up to no good like some of our featured beers in the past.
What is it? The what brewery?
The Breckenridge Brewery. Really good stuff.
Nice. There's like a million breweries in Colorado.
Oh, there's a brewery on every damn street corner, I think. Crazy. So much beer flowing through the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. I drank so much damn Coors in my life, and then, you know, since I've been out here, I haven't drank a single Coors yet. Kind of ironic.
Yeah, kind of ironic. Remember, go check out good old PunkBot138 over at Instagram, at PunkBot138, that crazy-ass fucking sarcastic robot gives you weekly updates of the Brothers Grimm podcast, tags lots of cool bands and badass labels. Back to just a few likes after having a few weeks where we had like 20 likes or something like that. I can't figure it out, man. I just can't figure it out. I don't know how people do it.
The algorithm's impossible. I mean, PunkBot138 might know the algorithm, right? But
yeah, he's a little too sarcastic.
That's why he's so damn punk, is he just...
PunkBot doesn't care very much about the likes, I guess. But then PunkBot does, so go figure.
We care about the likes, right?
Constantly rebooting PunkBot. Yep, a bunch of drunker tunes right there you just heard. That was the Speed Humps. I think that was off the list over at YouTube. They did Drink for Days off of Broken Dreams from 2019. Before that, Go Filth Go did Just Another Drunkard off of No Escape from Noise Destruction from 2009. Frantic before that did Drunkard off of their Demonstration 2 from 2019. Combat Crisis before that did Drink and Destroy off of System Rats from 2013. Spaz, good old Spaz, God, I fucking love that band, did Drunkard Genet, I think that's what that is, off of La Revancha from 2018, what was re-released in 2018 by, I think, Tank Crimes, if I remember, and good old Common Enemy. Fucking love Common Enemy. I think there's still the Justin Thrasher interview over at archive.org with Common Enemy from way back, like episode 60 or something like that.
Yeah, remember when we used to do interviews? We gotta bring those days back. Now we just like to listen to ourselves talk.
Especially with this whole Zoom thing. Let's do one more set and get the hell out of here, I guess. Can't go wrong with a friendly tune from Guttermouth about Australia. This is Australia from their split with Mock Pelican.
Crush guilty, so I go forth into life. I fight choice, metal versus bone. I'll kill Joe.
Robot invasion.
know? Punk rock made me realize that you don't have to be professional. You just have to have passion.
Let's wrap it up over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Get the hell out of here. Cooling it down as usual. And we do have a surprise for you at the end of the show. Mad Axe got us a new outro song going. So we'll test that out and see what happens.
I can never compete with the intro. Let me just state that for the record. The intro will never be topped.
I'm trying.
Ever, ever, ever.
I'm trying to get Jeff. Old Loopy Scoops Jeff as our first guest over on the Zoom, but he's been hard to get a hold of lately, and we got lots of questions for him as far as making music, man, if we're going to go this route, because that's some pro shit he's doing. So you'll hear a new outro song by the Mad Axe himself. It's fucking great. You'll love it.
And, you know, it's 12 seconds, and it took 12 years.
It took 12 years to make it.
I tried to play a bass line because I didn't realize I could just ask the old Matador to send me a bass lick. So I was trying to be fancy with the bass setting on the old GarageBand. Good Lord.
Yeah, pretty impressive for just GarageBand. And like when you're talking about the quality of mixing and all that, like literally from basically nothing. So I'm impressed.
Nothing being the operative word, right? But no, it's all good. It's fun.
Let's get on out of here. That was the Groovy Ghoulies you just heard, Cooling It Down. That was And I Don't Want to Be Like That off of Go Stories from 2002. Before that, Gangrene did a classic Kill a Commie off of the This Is Boston Not LA 12-inch. Fucking such a legendary little compilation there. Fuck You and the Shut Ups before that did Robot Invasion from Hashtag Diddle from 2014. And that is the Screeching Weasel Egg you're talking about.
Yes, I know we have some very loyal listeners listen to every show, and they can't wait for the new one to come out every Monday and Tuesday or Sunday or whatever. And we were talking about this last time. I couldn't remember the name of the band. And there you have it.
There it is.
Screeching Weasel Easter egg.
If you go over to the blogspot, brothersgrandpunkcast.blogspot.com, you'll be able to check that out. That will be the album cover this week.
And good we started plug there. Good plug.
Yep. And we started out with Guttermouth, of course, with a friendly tune about the folks down under. So we might as well keep cooling it down and close it out like we normally do with Nirvana. Yes, it was Kurt Cobain's birthday, or it would have been Kurt Cobain's birthday back February 20th. He would have been the ripe age of 56. So,
you know, it's sad. I watched the Elvis movie today, the new Elvis movie. Pretty good. But, yeah, you know, they could never make a movie like that about Kurt Cobain, right? Because he just wasn't famous for long enough, but that'd be badass.
Yeah, but they gotta make a movie about him someday because he really was the front person for. Yeah, everybody knows that story of grunge, but yeah, he was on the front line of that. So,
but that's what I'm saying is, you know, our generation does, but then
maybe Brad.
You know what I mean?
maybe Brad Pitt will play Kurt Cobain.
He's getting up there in years. You better get on it, man.
He's still playing like high school.
Because remember, Kurt Cobain died when he was 27, so you gotta
Brad Pitt could pull it off, and fucking Tom Cruise is still doing fucking war movies.
Well, like, yeah, 100. Tom Cruise is reverse aging, I'm pretty sure, but most of us can't say that. Definitely not me.
We will get out of here with Nirvana doing Curmudgeon. This goes out to you and me, good old Curmudgeon, off of the Lithium single from 1992. So, till next time.
Anarchy.
How's that working out for you?
You've been listening to, you've been dreading to, you've been moshing to. The Brothers Grimm Punkcast. See you fucking haters in the pit.